This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. India and Laos PDR have signed 6 MOUs and agreements in various fields, including defence cooperation, customs, audiovisual and preservation of heritage. India has also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to Laos through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund for a project to improve nutrition security. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Sonze Sifando in Vientiane yesterday. Earlier, speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Prime Minister Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. Mr. Modi said, "Peace, security and stability of the South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region," terming terrorism as a serious challenge to global peace and security. The Prime Minister stressed that we will have to work together to deal with the challenges posed by terrorism. He said cooperation will also have to be strengthened in the areas of cyber, maritime and space. He said the ongoing conflicts in different regions are negatively impacting the countries of the global south. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In her message, the president said that the festival of Vijayadashmi marks the victory of justice over injustice. She added that many inspiring stories of dignity, commitment to duty, purity of conduct, humility and courageous struggle for justice are associated with this festival. President Murmu also helped President Murmu also hoped that this festival of faith and zeal will bring success, prosperity and happiness for all. Former Indian Space Research Organization ISRO Chief K. Radhakrishnan will be the chief guest at Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh's Vijayadashmi celebrations at Resham Bagh Ground in Nagpur, Maharashtra this morning. RSS Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat will address the annual function. The RSS Chief will also perform Shastra Puja on the occasion. Union Ministers Ashwini Vaishnav and Nitin Gadkari, along with other dignitaries, will also be present at the event. Swayamseviks from across the country will be attending the celebrations in Nagpur. RSS members will also conduct a route march on the occasion. The Mysore Darbhanga Bhagmati Express derailed last night after crashing into a stationary goods train at Kavarapetai near Gumadipundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway. Following the collision, at least 12 to 13 coaches were derailed. No casualties have been reported so far, but some injuries have been reported. The few injured passengers have been moved to nearby hospitals. According to Southern Railway, the express, after passing Punneri near Chennai, the crew experienced a heavy jerk and the train entered the loop line and collided with a goods train that was standing there. 30 soldiers from the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, are engaged in the relief and rescue operation. Train movement on both sides in the section was affected. Alternative arrangements were being made to transport passengers. IMD has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall in 5 districts of Kerala today. IMD has issued orange alert in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Kottayam, Ernakulam and Thrissur districts. Barring Kannur and Kasargod, yellow alert is in place for 7 other districts of the state. The State Disaster Management Authority has asked people living along the banks of rivers, downstream areas of rivers and landslide-prone areas to shift to safer places. Meanwhile, the Central Water Commission has issued orange alert in Manimala River in Kottayam district, where water level has risen dangerously. People living along the banks of the river have been asked to remain vigilant. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. With a 2-0 lead in the 3-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. The men in blue defeated Bangladesh by 86 runs in the second T20 International in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.